Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Instantly gets a pair of tickets to see Ariana Grande. Oh, my God. I love Ariana Grande. She's amazing. She's at the Chase Center in San Francisco next Wednesday, the 18th. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. You'll have another chance to win at 11 and another one at 4. So we've got these tickets all day. Is this all week, Yuzi?
Yes.
All right. So Ariana Grande fans, we are Ariana Grande Central. Caller number 9 right now. Looks like Amy's getting phones. And we're going to get into the trash here. Celebrity trash. Right.
You just sent me a picture, Sarah. That's your kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Center of the picture is Sean with his long.
Yeah, total right, hashing.
Right.
Totally.
Okay. Celebrity trash is brought to you by, yeah, he's like a grown man.
Yeah.
Still lives at home. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Floorcraft Carpet One. Floor and Home in San Francisco is celebrating the Relax, it's Lee's Home Center rebate event. Don't miss the opportunity to spruce up your home for the holidays and save. Floorcraft in San Francisco. Floorcraft Home.
In Sean's defense, he's like a grown man, but he's not yet.
No, he's not.
He's still very young.
19 years old.
19.
Mm-hmm. And going to school.
And going to school.
Sure. You know. No, it's fine. I'm not kicking him out.
Yeah.
And the house that mom lives in has many rooms.
Including his bedroom.
Right.
Yep.
He's got, you don't need his room. You got plenty of them.
I got plans for it, though, when he moves out.
What?
You know, I just things. So I got stuff
going.
You
haven't changed Riley's room.
No, he won't let me.
Right.
But
so you're not going to change Sean's room either.
Sure, I will. I have plans. All I need is like one extra bedroom, right? Because they would come home and have the
Your husband's so funny. Bedroom. When we were talking to him about the she shack, he was like, and I think Christina was the one who said, I thought that outside room was your studio.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, you know, I was in there one day and Sarah came in and she's like looking around and he's all, I already knew before she said something that I was about to lose my studio.
He got his studio moved into the house.
Listen, I'm just telling you what your man said. I'm not telling you. I'm not trying to argue.
Well, I'll go home and argue with him. Write that down on my list of things for you today.
He goes, she starts looking around and I'm like, oh no.
The nice thing was he did all the work for me. I'm like, I'm gonna need shelves over here. I definitely need some better lighting in here. And these Kiss posters are coming down.
Oh. Very cute.
I don't want Kiss posters in my sewing room. Juice WRLD died. This guy, I don't have his full name right in front of me here.
Young up-and-coming artist, though.
Yes, 21. Just turned 21. You know what? Down here at the bottom of this pile, I definitely have his full name.
Jared Anthony Higgins.
Thank you. Jared Anthony Higgins, also known as Juice WRLD. This is really the only song I know of him. A big hit. And he just turned 21 last Monday. He died this past Sunday, as in yesterday. He got off a plane, by the way. So this story is telling us what they found on the plane.
After he disembarked. There's a little more
to it. There's a lot more, actually.
Good.
So what we heard this morning was he flies to Chicago. Everything's fine. They even posted some stuff from being on this private plane. He's joking around, splashing people with water, gets off the plane, suffers a seizure, and is taken away by paramedics, dies at the hospital. Mm. Like, really super sudden. The private jet that he flew on to Chicago was loaded down with 70 pounds of marijuana.
People 70 pounds?
That's what it says here.
So that's trafficking. You're like, there's no place that's legal.
Cops say people on the plane told them the rapper had popped several pills prior to suffering seizures. The FBI confiscated a huge stash of weed. It's all in suitcases. I'll hand you the picture when I'm done reading off this page, Vinny. It's unbelievable how much weed there is. Several suitcases that were on board the flight filled to the rim with weed. This is a photo that TMZ got of the marijuana and luggage in the private jet terminal at Midway. According to law enforcement, several members of Juice's team aboard the flight, which landed about 1 in the morning, Sunday morning, said Juice had taken several unknown pills prior to the seizures, which led to him getting rushed to the hospital. Another one of his associates said that he has a Percocet problem. They also say a bottle of codeine cough syrup was found on the plane. Here's a shot of the weed. Cause of death has not yet been determined, although speculation has begun in earnest. The Cook County Medical Examiner is going to do an autopsy today. Two men, Chris Long and Henry Dean, were arrested for possession of handguns. They recovered three guns in total, 70 pounds of weed.
Dang.
And Juice WRLD is no longer with us. He even wrote a song, I don't know if it's called the 21 Club, but he was basically like the 27 Club. We don't make it past 21.
Trippy thing about the drug business is that you, even if you're told what you're getting, you don't know what you're getting.
Right.
Because it's all black market. So
you just can't trust anything.
That's the upside to legalizing marijuana. But you, I mean, if someone tells you you're going to take LSD, you go, if you're looking for that, you go, okay.
Right.
How much? But what you're really walking away with is who knows what that is until you've taken it.
Right.
And that's where we're hearing about the fentanyl overdoses and the people taking pills that they don't even know.
No.
Just because it says it on the bottle doesn't mean that's what it is.
Hotline's ringing.
Scary.
I know when the hotline bling. Lizzo made a scene at the Lakers game. A good scene.
Like
a scene in a good way. Yeah, like a fun time.
All right.
Like a good time. So there she is. She's having a good time at the game. It was the Lakers versus the Timberwolves. And she took the time to remind everybody why we're so into her. She's wearing a dress. It's like a black, it kind of looks like a t-shirt dress, actually. From the front, it looks fine. She just has like a, you know, pair of boots on and some fishnets coming out the bottom. And turns out when you turn around, there's a big cutout on the butt. So she's got, like, her thong sticking out the back of the big hole in the back. I mean, a huge hole. It's like a 3-foot diameter hole in the back of the dress so that her butt and her thong are perfectly highlighted. It's like the last dress on earth I'd ever wear. It's just so drafty looking, really. So she's got fishnets on, and she, I guess the cheerleaders were dancing to, the Lakers girls were dancing to her song Juice, and she just decided, well, I gotta get in on this. I mean, it's my song. So she turned around, squatted down, and started twerking. So weird. It's just what she does, Yuzi.
You're making this sound tasteless.
What?
You're making
it. I'm not. I'm saying
super,
she's brave.
It's very tastefully done.
Oh, which is the most tasteful part of that? Which part do you like the best? Is it where the thong is just splitting her right up the back? Or is it just the cutout in the dress in general?
I think the thong is on the outside.
Of what?
Of the fishnets.
Okay.
Right. So?
I really actually wasn't concerned with layering. It was more the lack of one of the layers.
Yeah.
It was the giant hole in the back of the dress.
I'm working overtime
here. I'm just afraid, you know, she didn't realize that half her dress was gone.
She's having fun. Everybody around her is smiling and enjoying it.
Oh, no. It's absolutely part of the lizard. Listen, I saw her naked last week, so this is at least I can't see her actual crack. You know, she looks like she's having a great time. She's got those nails going, you know. Those are a lot of work. I'm going to get into the new music from last week. There were a lot of big releases on Friday, and we weren't here for that. But I did want to mention Survivor.
Go on.
Did you have some thoughts on that?
Well, yeah. So
they call it the Nora episode.
Right.
Maria does.
So my question to you, if I may, is why do you think, what's the dude's name that was in the heading into it, he had joined the alliance with Nora.
Dean.
Dean. Dean flips the second they sit down and starts blabbing. So why do you think that was?
Is it utter stupidity? Or is it that he thought, I am going to try and get in good with these people? Like, maybe he was so concerned about Nora, because she is a freaking wild card. Like, honestly, she can't figure out, there's 8 people left, and they're trying to figure out a vote. She's actually got leaves laid out, like, to count the vote, and puts a different color rock on each one that's voting. Like, she can't just figure out that it's either vote for this person or this person. These are your 2 choices. You don't worry about anybody else. You make this. It was just so...
I don't have a problem with her figuring stuff out for herself in her own way. My problem, and I think this is why the guy did it, because going in, they seemed to have a good plan.
Right.
But I think he had absolutely zero trust in Nora.
That's the only thing it can
have
been.
And I think he went, I can't be on the crazy train. I have to switch sides, and this is the only way I can do it without an argument that somehow uncovers it before, what do they call that, tribal.
Right. Did you notice, though, that he says this thing? So he's supposedly on this team that subverted the vote, and they're going to vote somebody out. And then he tells the one guy, yeah, they're going for you tonight. Mm-hmm. And the guy, what? And then that's all Dean has to say.
He was just making that up.
No, it was true.
Oh.
But he was part of the plot. Like, I don't know why he would reveal it. They were about to get rid of this guy.
I'm telling you why he revealed it. Because he didn't trust Nora for 1 second.
But did
and
you
went,
notice,
I gotta get
he
out
didn't
of here.
Have to say another word.
Yeah.
Nora starts talking, won't stop talking. And actually, they did a whole montage of her talking during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Which, and Maria pointed it out too. I was like, they should have had a little timer running. Because it seemed to go on, and it just, she goes. And then I want to tell you one more thing about the future. Then we're going to go back to the past. And we're like, oh my God. And everyone's just sort of nodding and smiling like, we need her to come over to our side so that mm-hmm. we can get some person out.
That's what I think it was. So I don't know. I don't have any inside information. But I have to believe he got enough of Nora behind the scenes that he went, I can't trust her and I'll look dumb if I do.
I wonder, though, if he's going to be pretty bummed that they didn't get. I think he probably thought she'll dig her own grave and they'll get rid of her. And then they didn't.
Sure. Well, look, he's not the most savvy player. No. I'm not on Team Dean.
Oh, no.
But I just thought that that must be the reason he did that, is that he got in there and went, if I hitch myself to Crazy Train, I'm just going to look as dumb as anybody else who does that.
I'm going to see if I can get on with these guys and let them know what's going on.
And see where that takes me, yeah. And it may work for him, too.
It might. It might actually, in retrospect, it might have been the best possible play he could do. But it did seem like, what are you doing?
There's no good play.
What are you doing, Dean?
Staying loyal to Nora. That's for sure.
That is for sure. Anyway, another fabulous episode.
I liked it.
I don't know how many. Left. Yeah, only a couple weeks. It ends before Christmas, I'm sure.
It ends on the 18th.
Oh, geez. It's only 2 more weeks of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, darn it.
Yeah, I know. Me and Britt are so sad about that.
You guys.
Oh, good for you guys. Rats. All right. Camila Cabello came out with a new record last week. We're going to hear a couple things here. Did you just grab one for me? So this one features the Shawn Mendes duet. Mm-hmm. This
That's
is her
correct.
Second album. It's called Romance.
And here's Liar.
You guys streaming this at your house all the time?
No.
Got a brand new one.
We're stuck on Frozen 2.
Ah. One is the name of an album from Liam Payne from One Direction. I guess he was the one guy.
Mm.
This is his debut solo album. It includes For You, which is a duet he did with Rita Ora from the movie 50 Shades Freed. So that's kind of an older song, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He's got lots of guests on here. A Boogie with the Hoodie, J Balvin, Zedd. Quavo.
Here's one with Quavo. You may have heard this. This is a single as well.
Okay.
Do you recognize it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I believe you, though. I mean, we hear so much music. Okay. Anyway, if you loved One Direction, I'm sure you'll love the new
Those
Liam
Those boys sure
Payne.
Can snap, can't they?
That's a sharp crack of a snap. The Who put out a new record on Friday. This was their first new album in over 13 years. It's called Who?
I'll Be Back.
That's Pete, right? That's Pete.
It doesn't sound like Roger.
It's not Roger. It's Pete.
It sounds a little bit like Yacht Rock. Get another one of those?
Yeah, I sure do.
All right, great.
Luckily. Yeah. Here's All the Music Must Fade.
Oh, I think we've heard this one.
There's Roger.
Yeah, that's...
I want to say this single came out a while ago. There you go. It's a new record from The Who.
Pete Townsend, man. That guy, the things he said about his former bandmates, it's just...
It's gross.
It shows...
He basically said, I'm glad John Entwistle and Keith Moon are dead because they were pains in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
Which I read it and went, maybe he said it like in a joking way. Like, I mean, that that's a good joke. It was so like, what are you doing?
Have some respect for your own legacy. It's your legacy.
The dead.
Well, I mean, but that's The Who is...
Right.
They're like one of the building blocks of rock and roll in the world.
You might as well have just said, without them in the band, I make a lot more money.
It's just tough
to
hear.
It was gross. The Chainsmokers have a new record out called World War Joy. They got lots of guests, too. Blink 182, BB Rexha, Ty Dolla Sign, 5 Seconds of Summer.
Chris, P.S., I hope you're happy, featuring Blink.
All right. Chainsmokers, they're big.
Yeah, they are.
Let's jump down to Triple XXXTentacion. This is his fourth, and they're calling it his final album. It's also his second posthumous album. He was shot and killed June of last year. Bad Vibes Forever. XXXTentacion.
Here's Heart Eater.
I don't hate that.
Yeah. It's a simple question. Why'd you eat my heart? Heart Eater. And then,
because girls do you like that? That's why.
Sure.
Girls.
Bryn's favorite little nerd.
I knew you love it. Look at, she's like, yeah, I eat hearts.
Alive.
Man eater.
Especially with that new haircut. Hey.
Yeah, looking you're looking good.
Thanks.
You feeling fresh?
Yeah, it feels good.
How's that cold?
It's deep in her chest.
It's right here.
Oh, you still got it?
The cough part.
She was hacking this morning. I was like, that sounds terrible. Like, oh.
Be honest. You were like, get out.
Oh, I was.
Take
she
your
was
clothes
not,
and get out.
She was not even in the room. She was like down the hall. I could hear it come like, holy rumbling chest cavity.
Another day or two. It'll be gone. I felt like I did not want to come in here. I actually felt like I was contagious. I felt like there was germs just floating all around me, and
we super appreciate you not coming in here and giving us germs.
Well, yeah, and I didn't want to, especially with a concert. I was just dying.
Has anyone escaped this? We've all been sick.
I didn't get it.
No, but you got a cold over vacation, I thought.
I ran from it. I got a tickle, but it never took hold. But I'm telling you, the second I felt it, the first thing I thought of, like I woke up in the morning, well, the first thing I thought of was, why you? Because it was the missus that had it. So I was first, I was like, curses. And then I went, oh my God, our show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's
all I could think about.
I can't. That's not a sick call I want to make.
No.
Right.
Michael?
Yeah, I can't come to our show that we've been talking about for the last 2 months.
That isn't. So yeah, that was.
It just, and of course, getting back from work work from vacation, like it was just the worst possible scenario. You know who had a tough week last week? Benny.
Yeah.
All of us were home on our asses going, oh.
Thankfully, the fear of not making the show the fear of that call scared the cold right out of me.
Right. All right, we're going to wrap up with this one. Lil Tecca, 17 years old. His debut album is out. We love you, Tecca. That's the name of it. Was there, we have a couple other little individual songs. Did you want to hear any one of those in particular?
Did I? Not necessarily.
I kind of wanted to hear that Blink 182.
Sure, if you want to.
They have a holiday song out.
Blink 182
does.
Do
you want to hear your boy at all? The other one?
Oh, which was the other one? The Weeknd?
No, Perry. Steve Perry.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear. I want to hear the Blink 182. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Do you want to read Steve or hear Steve
I
Perry?
Did.
Okay, good.
Here is Blink. Do you want to say the title?
No, I want everyone to hear. This is their new Christmas song.
All right.
He basically says, why can't we get divorced for Christmas?
Whoa.
That's his. Sounds like he's having a tough Christmas.
Sheesh.
All right, and let's do my boy, Steve Perry, Silver Bells. Little more traditional. All right.
Was I out with the Why did I miss him? Was I out with the kid?
The baby, yeah.
I thought you guys made, you guys from the outside, it looked like you guys were fast friends and he was going to be back any minute.
Yeah, I thought he was too.
Yeah.
He told me a whole thing where he's like, I've always wanted to be a radio guy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I got a seat for you right there, Steve Perry. He was a talker too.
Yeah.
He got going.
Great.
And
he was good.
And blah, so what blah, happened?
Blah. He just
I don't know. They
went
I,
on tour or something?
Yeah, he went on some touring and then.
And we never heard from him again. Right. I guess I didn't make that big of an impression on him. Anyway, it's coming up in the news, man.
Russia gets banned and Santa does not do cocaine.
Oh.
After these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We've got Maroon 5 tickets for their show August 19th, 2020. Feel like a long time away. Really not. Shoreline Amphitheater, that's when Maroon 5 will be there. And at 9 o'clock and throughout the day, 9, noon, 3, and 5, we have tickets for Maroon 5. So be here at the Alice. About a half hour, we'll have your first chance.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the SF Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. Some words of advice this Kissmas season. Make sure your kids don't see mommy kissing Santa Claus. Or kissing her cousin Tucker. Or a goat's teat. Merry Kissmas from sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
Oh, you girls are very funny. Hilarious. Thanks for blinging us out on Thursday.
Or Hal Sparks.
Oh, she can kiss him. She should kiss him. Cousins you shouldn't kiss. Goat's teats, mm-mm.
But you can kiss Hal Sparks?
You can kiss Santa, you can kiss Hal Sparks.
All right. So, real quick, a New Zealand volcano, we talked about this morning, I just wanted to mention it again, has erupted in a tower of ash and steam. While dozens of tourists were exploring the moon-like surface, 5 people are known dead. Many are missing. They haven't even been able to return to the island for a rescue or recovery effort.
Freaking horrible.
One of the problems, or the newest piece of information I have in front of me now, is that they're already questioning why tourists were even able to still visit the island, as scientists had reported an uptick in volcanic activity.
Wow.
So there were grumblings, and they were still doing...
Nobody expected something of this magnitude.
Clearly no one expected it, but...
Yeah, you'd think the scientists could be a little bit more like, hey, you guys know we're serious.
Seriously, yeah.
Serious.
For real,
this uptick
for
could be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Or someone said, listen, these are this tourism thing is how we make our money. Mm.
Christmas is coming.
Can you tell us it's going to blow? No? Okay.
Great.
Call back later.
Yeah.
When you know for sure.
Well, that one boat where some of that video is from is leaving the island.
Yeah.
That is, those are the luckiest
Yikes.
People in the world
yeah.
at that moment.
Right. You're not kidding. Mm.
Horrible.
This morning, the World Anti-Doping Agency has reported that Russia has been banned from global sports for 4 years, including 2020 and 2022 Olympics. So the upcoming Summer Olympics are Tokyo, and they'll not be participating.
Sorry about it. No doping.
So, Russia out. I don't know what to
say. Well, what can you say? You're not allowed to do that.
Right. I saw this story, and I don't even want to do the story. I just wanted to report that it says, here's how you get your Christmas tree home safely this weekend if you're going to go buy one. And the first thing I thought of was, you don't sell your truck. That's how you get it. You have a pickup, and it's paid in full.
You keep that truck.
Why
you got rid of that.
I needed to get a van.
Oh, right.
Because I got these two little rug rats that need to be inside.
Listen, kids need a minivan.
Nervous about breaking a law. She would never let him sit in the back of the truck.
Well, of course not. Especially not a little one.
Right.
It's a baby.
Right. So.
That likes to climb.
Right.
That is a bad vehicle. Still, you could have parked it on the street. It had two other cars.
Anyway, it is a thing. Getting the tree home, and it became a thing this year when I went, oh, I don't have my truck.
I'm going to have to pull it up on top.
So.
They strap it on there for you real secure.
They didn't strap it on. I strapped it on.
I was
going
to say, what, you didn't let the 18-year-olds do it for you?
I didn't do a very good job either. We had to go real slow.
Oh.
Real slow.
How far away from your house is it?
15 minutes on 17.
Oh, 17.
So, yeah, I just drove slow.
I'm sure people love that.
Sorry. You want this tree to fly off and hit your car or what? Boy, this morning coming in, there was a major accident. And the only reason that I wasn't
on 17?
On 17. There were two cars pulled over, one car blocking all the lanes. Mm-hmm. And every one of us who scooted through before the police got there got through by the skin of our teeth. Because the second the cops got there, they would have shut that down. Yep. And it would have taken an hour.
Oh, boy, then.
I wanted to be, part of me is like, I should get out and help them push this car off the road. And then I went, nope, I got to get to work.
Yep.
Someone else is going to have to be a hero this time. I'm out of here. So Walmart has apologized.
Oh, what'd they do?
They let a third-party company sell a Christmas sweater on their website that showed a snowman dressed as Santa doing lines of cocaine with the tagline, "Let it snow."
Oh, that's a fun sweater.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's Santa.
You know, listen, man, everybody needs to let their hair down once in a while. Vinny, even Santa.
Okay.
You think it's easy staying up all night delivering presents?
You work one day a year, Holmes. Figure it out. Try
he's
coffee.
Got it. Sounds like he's got it figured out.
It's not going to, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Can I see a picture of it? I want to see I want to see the Santa snorting lines. Oh, Santa. You jolly old soul. Boy, that guy never shuts up. Oh, he's telling me all about all the reindeer and all the work they did up at the North Pole.
Oh, you
this
have
year.
It. Oh, yeah, that is not good.
See this?
Oh, let it snow.
He's got three lines railed up in front of him.
Oh, it's just a snow. It's not Santa. Is it?
It's a snow. No, I said it's Santa dressed, or snowman dressed as Santa, snorting lines.
Well, he's in the name. He's a snowman, for God's sake, you guys. It's just snow. That's a great one. Walmart had to apologize.
Does that make you twitchy when you see lines railed up there on the
coffee
table?
Please.
Kind of a cracked up snowman looking too.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
He doesn't look too good. He's all, yeah. He's got a straw in one hand and one fist.
More Christmas stories for you.
Okay.
There's a 38-year-old woman named Crystal Graham from Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, Crystal Graham.
Crystal Graham.
That's a good name.
Crystal Graham.
This break is themed out.
She and her boyfriend got into an argument on Friday morning because he was playing the TV too loudly while she was trying to sleep. During their argument, Crystal took apart their artificial Christmas tree and threw sections of it at her boyfriend.
Oh.
He wound up with scratches and cuts on his face, neck, and stomach.
Oh.
and she was arrested for domestic battery.
With a Christmas tree.
I don't know what it is about waking people or like that early morning. There's this people who just... Yeah.
They just need you to be quiet.
There's something about morning for some people that it's like...
It's hard. It's hard to get up. It's hard to get going. And like things are assaulting you. No, it's not hard for you. But for other people, man, I'll kill you. You wake me up, I'm going to cut you. I'm sorry about it. Later, I'm really... So by noon, I'm like, oh, man, that was really an overreaction on my part.
I think
like,
this girl really I dated that used to be so hostile in the morning, and I say it to you because, and you're thinking, oh, Vin's joking. I'm telling you, this chick was... She would keep me up all hours past my bedtime.
Yeah.
But in the morning...
Oh, no.
Through gritted teeth, I will kill you. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
And she was taller than me, so I was like, I don't know. You might be able to take me.
I don't want to get killed.
Yikes.
Guess I'll go serve her.
People, you're so mean in the morning.
Take it easy, Crystal Graham.
Crystal Graham.
There's a 28-year-old woman named Ruby Delgadillo.
Oh.
From Brentwood, California, and earlier this week, she took her son to a barber shop. She apparently was not happy with the haircut the 63-year-old barber gave him. Oh. She argued with the barber. He went outside to write down the license plate of her Prius, so she ran him over.
Oh, no.
She rammed him through the glass window of the store next to the barber shop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
He needed surgery for a badly broken leg, and she fled the scene. As if that was going to do her some good.
He got your license, lady. You came right at him.
The cops are in the process of tracking her down now, and she's going to be charged with assault with a deadly weapon when they get their hands on her.
Just all around general being a bitch? Is that one of the charges?
How do you purposefully run a human over?
I don't know. She sounds like a terrible person. She's one of those morning people that doesn't can't get it together.
I've lost my temper, but I've never lost my temper where I couldn't.
To where you're going to kill someone.
I couldn't see.
That's attempted
murder. The difference
murder.
Between, you know what I mean?
Yes. No, look, there's levels. You might start yelling or something, but, you know, you don't actually. You might threaten, I'll get a hammer and take it to your head, but you don't actually do it. Most people can stop themselves.
It's scary.
It is scary. A little psycho bitch in all of us.
30-year-old Colin Phoebus was out drinking last Saturday.
Colin Phoebus?
Colin Phoebus. This is in Medina, Ohio, about 30 miles south of Cleveland. He got so drunk that he blacked out and doesn't remember a thing.
Uh-huh.
When he woke up the next morning, he had two black eyes, a broken nose, and was in a random person's living room.
Oh, wow. Boy.
The cops were there standing over him.
Oh, That sucks. That's a bad wake.
That is rough.
Oh, leave me alone. I got to go back to sleep. This dream sucks.
Let me repeat that. When he woke up after being blacked out drunk, he had two black eyes, a broken nose, and was in a random person's living room, and the cops were standing over him. It turned out someone beat him up, and he doesn't remember who, and then he got dropped off at the wrong house, got inside, and fell asleep on the couch.
Oh.
The people who lived there found him the next morning and called your 911.
Friendly neighborhood.
Right. Then the cops showed up and arrested him for burglary.
Oh.
Police knew who he was because he's been arrested several times before, including last year when they busted him for drunk driving with his three kids in the car.
Oh, my God.
So this guy
Clarence Priebus is terrible. Is that his name?
Colin Phoebus.
Oh, so close. He's an awful person.
Were you close?
Syllables-wise, I think she was pretty close.
Some E's in there.
Same amount of syllables.
P's, I don't know. He and that chick from Brentwood, California should get together.
Mm-hmm.
They sound perfect for each
Crystal
other.
Crystal Graham?
Is that her name, Crystal Graham?
Yeah.
We've done a lot of stories today. Losing track of all the names. They'd be perfect together, the two of them. Just awful people.
This is bad news for Wisconsin.
All right.
The top 10 drunkest cities are Appleton, Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, Fargo, North Dakota, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, Ames, Iowa, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and Mankato, Minnesota.
Oh. Those are the drunkest cities in America?
Hold on a second.
Merca? 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10?
Yeah.
You got that without That's tapping a... each one of them, huh?
Good, well, you said I was one in Iowa, one in
Yeah, I don't know.
Minnesota.
Oh, way to go.
Montana. I just counted the ones that you'd said that weren't.
Well done. Well played.
Thank you. So why do you think people drink so much there?
Weather?
Must be. Or just sadness?
Michigan is the place where all of the breweries are, right? Where are all the breweries?
No, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Oh, yeah. Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I always think of the mountains. It seems like, you know, head for the mountains. Right. Is that where the beer is?
Well, I have
cool,
friends
refreshing
from there.
Water.
Sure.
Where are all the breweries?
St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah.
Sure.
Huh.
All right. Well, anyway.
Get your drink on.
Here's some science news for you.
All right. Science! Da-da-da-da.
There's a new birth control pill for women in the works that you only have to take once a month.
That would be good.
It'll be hitting the market in a few years, so good news.
Sure.
You like it?
I am past my childbearing years, so I'm
well,
not
Well, let's
super
not get carried away.
It.
I mean, I've got my fingers
my
crossed.
Mid-50s.
It'd be great if we could have one more.
Well, go ahead.
No, you.
You can have one
you,
more.
You, I mean the show, but you.
I'm sure Bryn will be having one at some point, you know.
Bryn, will you be having one at some point?
I'm not sure about that.
Vaughn will probably have one at some point.
Yeah.
It's nice to see your lovely bride out with you on Thursday night.
I know, and all the family.
And
there.
Vaughn nice. Had some hottie with him. I'm like, whoa, buddy, what are you
Vaughn
doing?
Vaughn brought a girl.
Yeah,
cute girl.
Hot chick, too.
Well, this other chick there that we've met a couple times, I just kind of get attached to her. I guess she's over.
Don't say stuff like that into a microphone.
Yeah.
What?
What's wrong with you? You make the new girl feel bad.
No, I'm saying he gets some hot.
Right.
POA.
Well, you don't miss the other one because the new one's a delight.
I didn't really talk with the new one because I was afraid to get attached, the frankly.
Oh, please.
I don't want to get it all attached to her.
He's a young, single artist in the Bay Area living his life.
Yeah, he is.
Doing well. Mm-hmm. Like to see it. I saw it and went, good for you, Holmes. Thumbs up. Have a great
have a good
night.
Time tonight.
Of course, Sarah's like in the middle of a conversation, marrying him off. He's like, let's just see how the night goes. Take it easy there.
It's my way. Let's cut to it. Where's this headed? Oh, you just matter? Oh,
that
no,
was
no.
our actual conversation in the hall backstage. He's like, we're just hanging out. We just.
I go, oh, who's this? Is this your new girlfriend? Nope. No.
He goes,
oh, sorry.
It's 7 o'clock. Let's see how the night goes.
So, did she make it to 11? Oh, yeah.
Oh, thumbs up. Good job. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys, but please don't text and drive, especially with the fog out there.
Oh, yeah. Pay attention to what you're doing.
The traffic and stuff. Yuzi, I was sick for 10 days, and the cough is still hanging around 2 weeks later.
Oh, no.
Takes a while.
Everybody's sick. I was actually really worried at Winterland because, you know, everybody wants a hug and a kiss and yikes. I just felt like even if I wasn't going to pass it to them, like it was out there. Mm-hmm. We went up and took pictures with people at the pre-party and stuff and like, all right, sling the arms around. Let's do this.
Oh, yeah, man.
Don't breathe too deeply. I am going to infect you.
Longtime listener, first time texter. It's my son's 22nd birthday. I'd love a shout out to Steven on his special day from Teresa.
Happy birthday, Steven. 22 years old.
And by the way, our listeners came through with a long list of artists better than Beyonce. Long.
Oh, like who?
Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good. I do love Pink and I love her voice, but I just think Beyonce's just got something. I mean, not that Pink doesn't. I don't know. It is actually hard to rank people like that, I think, because... They're such different artists.
You're not understanding the word I'm using. And you're a smart lady. Of course you are understanding it. You just like to argue with me. But I'm only saying overrated. I'm not saying she's bad. I
no,
just
no,
think
she's
risen to the top of the music world somehow.
I can see why. Like, I don't
Halo
think she's overrated.
Is an absolute switch that
Halo's beautiful. Click. You know what it is? I love the she did an acoustic version of it in some kid's like hospital room, and it was moving. I started crying watching it. I just think she's amazing. I don't find her. You know what I think is over? Well, I don't want to say.
Why don't you want to say?
She's right there on my piece of paper. Like falling.
This?
Can't begin to bring me back to the ground again. It's like I've been naked. Every word you're thinking, it's the risk that I'm taking.
This is terrible. You like this?
No, this is her. Are you looking at the video?
No.
She's sitting by herself, rocking out in this room. It's amazing.
She's in a hospital.
She's in a hospital. Mm-hmm. See
a halo. Oh, well, since she's in a hospital.
No, she's so, you gotta watch her perform it. She's just so relaxed and it's beautiful and, oh.
All right, I'll read more texts after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.